السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. في أشعار أبو بلاوش شيخ أول رومي وقت تمرين دورة هذا الشاه حكيم محمد اقتصر ونور الله مصدره. The title is آه جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں. آه جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں. دو جہاں کا مزہ اس کو حاصل نہیں, دو جہاں کا مزہ اس کو حاصل نہیں. آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں, آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں, آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں. آپ چاہے ہمیں یہ کرم آپ کا, آپ چاہے ہمیں یہ کرم آپ کا, یہ کرم آپ کا, ورنہ ہم چاہنے کے تو قابل نہیں, ورنہ ہم چاہنے کے تو قابل نہیں. دو جہاں کا مزہ اس کو حاصل نہیں, آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں, آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں. صحبت اہل دل جس نے پائی نہ ہو, صحبت اہل دل جس نے پائی نہ ہو, جس نے پائی نہ ہو, اس کا غم غم نہیں, اس کا دل دل نہیں, اس کا غم غم نہیں, اس کا دل دل نہیں. جس جگہ آپ کا قرب ملتا نہ ہو, جس جگہ آپ کا قرب ملتا نہ ہو, ہو کے منزل بھی وہ میری منزل نہیں, ہو کے منزل بھی وہ میری منزل نہیں. غیر حق سے لگاتا ہے جو اپنا دل, غیر حق سے لگاتا ہے جو اپنا دل, تیری الفت کے غم کا وہ حامل نہیں, تیری الفت کے غم کا وہ حامل نہیں. آپ کا ہوں میں بس اور کسی کا نہیں, آپ کا ہوں میں بس اور کسی کا نہیں, اور کسی کا نہیں. کوئی لیلا نہیں کوئی محمل نہیں, کوئی لیلا نہیں کوئی محمل نہیں. کہہ رہا ہے یہ اختر ببانگے دہل, کہہ رہا ہے یہ اختر ببانگے دہل, بحر الفت کا کوئی بھی ساحل نہیں, بحر الفت کا کوئی بھی ساحل نہیں. صحبت اہل دل جس نے پائی نہ ہو اس کا غم غم نہیں, اس کا دل دل نہیں, اس کا غم غم نہیں, اس کا دل دل نہیں. آپ چاہے ہمیں یہ کرم آپ کا, ورنہ ہم چاہنے کے تو قابل نہیں, ورنہ ہم چاہنے کے تو قابل نہیں. دو جہاں کا مزہ اس کو حاصل نہیں, آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں.
جزاک اللہ. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم, نحمده ونصلی ونسلم علی رسوله الکریم. As has been mentioned many, many times, that this is not mere poetry and just the recital of poetry, but in actual fact in Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali's poetry, Hazrat Marana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Rahimahullah, in his poetry was one message. A certain friend of mine mentioned to me some a while ago, said when he read about poetry and about poets, then one understanding which he came to is that a poet, his poetry is formed, if a person is a genuine poet, a real poet, his poetry is formed over the thoughts of his mind. Whatever he thinks about the entire day, the entire night, all of his time, where his thoughts are absorbed in, that is the kind of poetry that comes to his tongue. So this is one poem like this here, and we can understand, those of us who had seen Hazrat Marana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Rahimahullah, and we had seen our mashayikh, Hazrat Marana himself, and many of the other mashayikh who were connected to him, and we would see this reality. May Allah bless it to me, bless it to all, grant it to all of us. And this is a lifelong effort. It's not going to come in one day or one month, but we have to keep on working towards it. He says, "Ah, jo dil tere gham ka hamil nahi." The subject matter of this poem is this year, that so sad that there are some hearts which don't carry and hold the love of Allah. What a pity, such a sorrow, that there are people in the world, may Allah not make me from those people, may Allah not make any one of us, but there are people in the world who don't possess the love of Allah. And what kind of lives they are living? Hazrat Marana normally says, he says a person gets married. And there are many people who are married. Some couples are married and they are living with love. They have a true marriage. And then there are other couples who are married and they're just living with one another for the sake of the children. They wish to get rid of one another also, but they just have to carry on life. In society, they don't want their names to become bad. He's divorced. So because of that, they continue living with that woman. Ask the two of them the difference in their relationship with their wives, then you will come to understand what kind of life one man is living, what kind of life the other man is living. That banda, that servant, who is a Muslim also, but he doesn't carry this love of Allah, this burning love of Allah. He has one relationship with Allah. Sometimes his relationship is like a worker. Just like we have to do certain work, certain jobs, we have salah to perform. And alhamdulillah, that is also a very great favor of Allah. If Allah has blessed us just with that outward, that we're performing salah at least. Or at least we're making tilawat of his kalam. But ask that man who got the love of Allah. 1,000 rakats of this man who doesn't have the love of Allah, compared to 2 rakats of that man who got the love of Allah, there's no comparison. So he says here that that person can never experience the joy and the pleasure of this world, and even of the year after. Ah, that person whose heart does not possess your love, the pain of Allah's love, which is supposed to have entered into every one of our hearts. He says, ah, that heart is so unfortunate that in this world also he won't get true pleasure. And in akhirat also, the pleasure that we are going to get, the enjoyment we are going to get, will be in accordance to how close we were to Allah in this world. If our relationship, remember whatever love we had acquired of Allah in this world, according to that, that will be our love for Allah in the Akhirah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we will go into the Akhirah, that proportionate to that, that's how much love we will have. In the Akhirah, we won't be able to acquire anymore. Allah's marifat and recognition, how much we had got in this world, proportionate to that we will have in the Akhirah. So even in the Akhirah, that person who wants the highest level of pleasure and enjoyment, in this world already he has to acquire Allah's love. Otherwise in dunya also, his life will just be one life. There will be many who will go to Jannah also. But then Allah in Quran explains there are 2 groups. One is Al-Muqarrabun and one is Ashabul Yameen. Ashabul Yameen will enter into Jannah.
But the people who are close to Allah, they will have a different kind of splendor altogether. Actually, in Quran, Allah described their Jannah also differently. That the Muqarrabun, they will have a different Jannah. And the Ashabul Yameen, Muslims also, they will enter into Jannah, but their Jannah will be of a lower level. Because they can never be equal. That man who had the love of Allah and who never. He says, "Oh Allah, if you desire us, it is only your favor. It is not that we were deserving of it in the least, but otherwise, we were not deserving in the least, but that, oh Allah, you must give us these opportunities. Ah, we came to the house of Allah today. Allah forgive us for how much negligence there was in our salah. How much we remembered Allah in our salah, how much we forgot Allah. But who called us? It wasn't that we decided to come, but it was Allah who brought us. And every day Allah is giving us chances like this year. Allah is bringing us. Ramadan is coming. Allah is giving us chance. And years, the highest level, if that day Allah, may Allah bless us all, that Allah blesses us with His love, and we become close friends of Allah, then that friendship also is not what we acquired. We were human beings, we just created. Allah is Khaliq, He is the creator. There is no comparison between us and Allah. Hazrat Marana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Rahimahullah used to say, most likely he used to quote Musa Abdul Ghani Pulpuri Rahmatullah Alayh. He used to say, just a boss in his business, just a boss in his business will never feel comfortable if his worker calls him a friend. Just a boss in his business. The president of the country and somebody living in the country, he'll feel uncomfortable if he just say, he's my friend. But Allah, out of His kindness, has given us the chance that we can be called the friends of Allah. What a great chance and opportunity Allah has given us. We got this little time in this world to acquire it. He says, now how are we going to acquire it? He says, let me tell you one thing, and this is the tajrubah and experience of the friends of Allah. That person wants that high level of love of Allah and closeness to Allah. He said, that person who had not benefited and had not been so fortunate to spend time in the company of people who possessed real hearts. And this is not our hearts, we all have biological hearts. But we can't be called people of hearts. A person of a heart is that person who has given his heart over to Allah. That person who has benefited, who has been so fortunate to spend time in their company, that person who has not been so fortunate, and he might think that I am doing a lot, and I am a very pious and good person, but this one thing, this one spark will be missing. He said, although he'll think I got love, but it's not real love. And he'll think that I got a heart, but it's not a real heart. Because we have to learn how to love Allah. This was one aspect of deen which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought. And through Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, suhbat and his mubarak company, he made tazkiyah of sahaba's heart. And this tazkiyah was this, that everything was removed and Allah's love entered into that heart. In such a condition it was. Tazkiyatun nafs, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained that a person at every moment he worships Allah. And he knows at every moment that Allah is with me. This condition, this will come through tazkiyah. And from the very, very important aspects and essentials of tazkiyah, one is we need suhbat. We need to learn how to purify ourselves from people who know the subject and feel. We need to learn how to love Allah from people who got real love of Allah. Otherwise, there were many who thought they had love of Allah. But later they came to realize they were in absolute deception. It was bid'ah, it was innovations, it was some superstitions, far from deen, far from tawheed, they thought. But it was just outward, what they understood to be real knowledge. They were not so fortunate to have benefited from people who really had a heart. He said, oh Allah, they are on this road to you now. There will be many, many stations. Some stations will come which are good stations also. But when we come to those stations, oh Allah, at that time, if I see at this station that I don't feel your closeness, it might be a station which is on this road towards Jannah. But this is not my station. My station is, oh Allah, that path and that position and that condition when I can just feel closeness to you. And many times in our life we will feel like this here also, that I can't feel the closeness of Allah. And the reason is that there is something which is blocking it. And for that we must make tawbah. Beg Allah for His forgiveness. Beg Allah to purify our hearts. And then as we move along, then we will see that the station is good, but it's not for me. Why? Because it's taking me a little bit away from Allah. My consciousness of Allah is decreasing. It's a good thing. It's necessary. It's beneficial for me. Whether it has to do with our business, our family, our certain ideas we have in our lives, there will be many stations, even spiritual stations. But these stations, when we come to it and we see that this is pulling us slightly away from Allah, then at that time there a person should realize, this is not where I'm supposed to be stopping. My station is far ahead. I have to acquire Allah's love. He said, and really, that person who attaches his heart to any other being besides Allah, who is the being who is worthy of attaching our hearts to. He said, oh Allah, Hazrat writes here, he says, that person, oh Allah, he can never ever carry the pain of your love. Allah save us from this, ya Allah, remove us from this, ya Allah, take it out from our hearts. But our hearts are connected to so many things and attached to so many things. A simple way to work it out, a person wakes up in the morning. What is the first thought which comes to our mind? We leave the home at the time of Fajr. What is the thought which is running through our mind? What are we thinking about when we go to the business? Is our heart attached to Allah or is it attached to everything else? Haram is the worst. If our hearts are attached to haram, there is no way possible that we can wish to carry this love of Allah. Some haram woman, pornography, we have some haram chats with certain people. And like this here, ghibat. And while we are involved in all of this evil here, and we want to carry the love of Allah, as Marana explains, the person has a glass. That glass is such. If a visitor comes and we had used that glass and our hands were soiled, we had been eating some food and there is some food mark, we will feel shy to give that glass to that visitor. Just the outside is soiled. Inside is normal, proper municipal water. But we will feel shy to give it to our guest. Why? Outside is soiled. Our hearts which are soiled with so much ghayrullah, everything which is besides Allah, and we want Allah's love to come into our hearts. The first objective, la ilaha illallah. The first thing we have to learn, remove everything from the heart. All haram, all evil, anything which takes me away from Allah, take it out. When we make the zikr, think of this here. I am taking everything out of my heart. Only Allah's love I am filling in my heart. Only Allah's love. Everything is removed. And finally, inshallah, if we will keep on doing this, finally one day it will become a reality. In the beginning, it's just practice. It's just trying. But when Allah sees we got real talab and desire, then Allah will bless it to us one day. Then He says, oh Allah, I belong to you. I don't belong to any other being. Oh Allah, there are many Laylas in the world, many beautiful women. There are many things in this world, many conveyances, many other aspects of life. And oh Allah, man's inclination are towards those things also. But I have to keep in mind, we all have to keep in mind, that we don't belong to these things. That Layla might be tempting, but my Allah is more important. I wish to look at that Layla, but my Allah is watching me. Who am I going to give preference? I wish to have that haram relationship. I wish to speak to her. I wish to have a conversation and make like nothing happen. But I know what's going on in my heart. My Allah is watching. I can't disobey my Allah. My Allah is seeing. I am with that cell phone in my bed, but Allah knows what is happening. And at that time we have to make that choice. Oh Allah, I belong to you. I don't belong to any Layla. I don't belong to anything of this world. I can't do that haram deal. I can't take interest alone on interest. I can't get involved in insurance. But oh Allah, I belong to you. My life is yours. Whatever you say, oh Allah, I will just do that there. And then he says, right in the ending, Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali says, he says, I'm shouting at the top of my voice. And I am saying this to everybody. Akhtar, he refers to himself as Akhtar. Hazrat Mawlana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Rahimahullah, he says, Akhtar is saying, at the top of his voice, he's going place to place, person to person, area to area, everywhere he's going, he's giving the same message. And he's giving us the very same message today. He said, remember one thing, the sea, the ocean, which is full of the love of Allah, we are all swimming in this ocean. And we wish to get Allah's love, but this is one ocean which in the end has no shore. We will keep on swimming, no matter how much a person thinks I achieved and I acquired, and I got so close to Allah. But there are so much more stages still. Allah is infinite. Allah's love is infinite. Our whole life we have to just keep on making this effort. Dua, effort, and the suhbat of the friends of Allah. If we will keep on doing this, begging Allah, making an effort to remove everything else from the heart, get away from sin, and we will adopt the company of the pious, inshallah, one day. We hope, inshallah, alhamdulillah, many might have. For myself, I say, I hope one day, inshallah, Allah will bless me with this favor. Allah will bless us all with this favor, that we can swim deep in the oceans of Allah's love, and we can acquire the true friendship and connection and closeness to Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq.
Alhamdulillahi wa kafa, wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhin astafa. أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قالوا طائركم معكم أئن ذكركم بل أنتم قوم مسرفون وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا عدوى ولا طيرة ولا هامة ولا صفرة، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: وصدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been most merciful and kind to us that we are in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah ta'ala sent Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to us. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made day and night effort. During the night, Ya ayyuhal muzzammil, qumil layl illa qadir. The whole night ibadat of Allah and pleading and crying to Allah ta'ala. And that was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the sons of Islam, how many there were, so many, who also cried. Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ilyas sahab rahmatullah alayhi, the whole night he used to pace the room up and down. What is happening with the ummah? Becoming like sort of despondent from the ummah, he went away to Medina Sharif. That there is an Islamic environment, the life of Medina Sharif, etc. But there then, he was informed, it came in his heart, that your work is in India. Go back there, and we will take work from you. So this concern, and how many other ulama and great people, the whole Qur'an, the inside feeling that we must come onto righteousness. So Allah Ta'ala sent Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam during the day, Ya Ayyuhal Muddathir, Qum Fa'andhir, that make the effort of the day, warn people, bring the truthfulness of Islam, the true teachings that Allah is the creator, Allah has made us, our success is only in believing in Allah, fulfilling the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. All of us want success, every person wants to live a happy life, peaceful life, and that peaceful life, Allah Ta'ala has declared where it is. من عمل صالحا من ذكر أو أنثى وهو مؤمن فلنحيينه حياة طيبة. A person will have iman in amal saliha. It's the kalam of Allah, the word of Allah. It is in the Quran, which is the most greatest absolute kitab. There is no doubt in a single dot, in a single zabar zair of the Quran Sharif. It has come to us fully protected, and as it was revealed, it has come to us, and so it will remain till the day of Qiyamah. Then Allah is taking stress in there. That undoubtedly, lam ta'akid, nun saqila ta'akid, there is no doubt. That you want that hayat and tayyibah, that enjoyable life, it is in iman and amal saliha. But unfortunately, today who is regarded more as an educated person, that person will himself live and tell us that your success of this world is in everything else besides iman and amal saliha. On the one side, Allah's kalam. And we are Muslims, we believe in that. But when it comes to the crunch, when it comes to sending my child to school, university, etc., then we feel university is the success. Now that if he goes for iman and amali saliha, he's not going to make it. A high post, no matter how much of wrong things are in there, but that post he must get, in there is our success. They're not in iman and amali saliha. Like that we say it with our tongue. That is also Allah's shukr. We're still saying it. We are prepared to listen to it. Otherwise, there are those gatherings where if you say this, people will start walking out. What's this man talking? Does he know what he's talking about? Wasting our time here. At least we are listening. That is so Allah's shukr. May Allah. And not only this success, but in the akhirat, وَلَنَجْزِيَنَّهُمْ. Again, lam ta'akid. Again, nun taqila ta'akid. No talk. How much they have done, we will give them much more than that. Not only how much they have done, we will forgive their sins also. And how much they have done, we will give them much more than that. How kind is not Allah. So Allah, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, came with this message to all of us, the ummah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And where he took us out of kufr and shirk, he took us out of alcohol, he took us out of womanizing, he took us out of everything. He took us out also of superstition, which is also a form of shirk. All the superstition, this is the month of Safar. And with regard to this month of Safar, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam declared that la adwa, that there are no contagious diseases. When the Sahaba asked that when camels, when the one camel got a disease, the other one also gets it. So it is contagious. It looks like that to us. They had asked for the explanation. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, from where did the first camel get it? If it was contagious, where did the first camel get it from? So, and even when the camels, or today with us, epidemics, etc., we say that they are contagious, they go from one person to another. If it is, then all the camels should have got it also. And if it is in humans, all the humans should get it. But it doesn't go. Whom Allah chooses. In an epidemic, 10,000 people died. And 20,000 are still living in that area. It didn't go to them. Whom Allah means to. The sabab is there outwardly. But reality is our yaqeen. It's only from Allah and what Allah Ta'ala decrees. So these clearer teachings have come to us. And if these diseases were so contagious, etc., then where does the doctor who takes all his precaution, wears his mask, he wears his gloves, and all the other things, and how many notices, you must wash your hands here, you must wash your hands again there. But yet the people pick up bugs in the hospital. And they pick up viruses in those hospitals where they have got so much of intizam. And then the doctor also should get sick who is treating them. It's all in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. So our yaqeen, that high level, must be only, we have to work towards it. We are far, far from it. And all this small little superstition must be right out of our lives. And here also we have to love, everything happens only by the will. This is what Nabi Akram, a great blessing of Allah Ta'ala, he came and what efforts he made to take this out of the people. And we have to be on our guard, it mustn't come back into us again. So, la adwa, wa la tiyara. And also they had a certain thing that they used to, whenever they had some important work, going on a journey, a court case, a business venture, marriage proposal, making a proposal, accepting a proposal, they used to make a bird fly. If it flies in the right direction, it will be good. If it will fly in the left direction, it won't be good. That is also a superstition which they had. We mustn't have any such superstition. No superstition whatsoever. Believing in our ancestors, etc. Going to Sangomas, etc. Fortune tellers, etc. All these things must be one Allah. And Allah Ta'ala has given us for all these matters istikhara namaz. And on the other side, Allah gave us the command of making mashura. Make mashura with the people who are of that field. You've got a medical problem, go to a good Muslim doctor, ask his advice. You've got a financial problem, go to an accountant, a finance advisor, a Muslim who knows about Sharia, who has got piety, take his advice. Make istikhara with Allah Ta'ala, make istikhara, take the mashura of Allah Ta'ala. So we have been given these positive things, and how absolute and how beautiful they are. And we substitute them for fortune tellers. We substitute them with sangomas. We substitute them with going to the graves and doing all funny things there. That should be right out. This is a lesson of this month of Safar, which is the second month of the Islamic year, and in which these things come. We should purify ourselves. Wala ham, the bet. Even many people still feel very, if a bet comes out in the house at night, the bet comes out. The bird that comes, this black bird, we feel lot of nowadays is going to be bad luck and there's going to be misfortune and things are going to go wrong. All the superstition must be. Everything happens only by the will of Allah Ta'ala. Even jadu, which is a reality, but it cannot have effect illa bi-idhnillah, but by the will of Allah Ta'ala. A leaf can't move, the wind can't blow, water can't drop, but by the will of Allah Ta'ala. Sometimes we see heavy, heavy clouds come. We are sure a storm is going to come. But suddenly everything is gone. Allah's work is at hand. Allah does everything. Wala safara. And this month of Safar has got no bad luck in it also. People have got this belief also that this is the empty month. And no, there is no barakat in this month, whatever you do. And lot of harm comes to the people, especially to men, those old people that have got this wrong beliefs. And they say, you must take out some sadaqah. Otherwise, the man will suffer during this month. This will go wrong, that will go wrong. They say, no nikah also in the month of Safar. And in the month of Muharram is the month of sorrow. And so they also know nikah. Month of Safar also know nikah. But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's nikah was made with Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha in the month of Safar. And what barakah, where Allah ta'ala had raised the Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha when she came in the marriage of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So all these things must be out of our lives. All superstition, whatever there is, whatever people have got, like a cat running across the road when we are driving. So we believe, we think accident will happen. So those things must be out from our, and there are many other superstitious beliefs which people still have got. As a mu'min, a muwahid, a person believing in tawheed, the oneness of Allah, we must know everything is only by the command of Allah tabaruk wa ta'ala. And also this ayat-e kareema, which I have recited from Surah Yasin, in which Allah tabaruk wa ta'ala has explained a certain instance. There are various views of the commentators with this, whether Allah had sent some rasools or the rasools of the rasools, their messengers had gone, whether it was a call, a town called Antakya in Syria, whether it was some other town, but the crux of it is the this place Allah is referring to, the people were in idol worship, they were doing all wrong things and they had wrong beliefs. So Allah sent some people to call them to the oneness and tawheed of Allah Ta'ala. Here is a great lesson for us to learn. When those people came, they said that we were living in peace. When we were doing our idol worship, we were all united. We were living in peace. Everything was going smooth. Everything was nice. When you came and now you invited us to oneness of Allah and you started your effort, you caused our whole town, you caused chaos in our town. Now, for example, the husband has accepted, the wife has, you made the family fight. But the parents have accepted, the children haven't. The children have, the parents haven't. And this was exactly what happened with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam when he came to Makkatul Mukarrama. And when Allah blessed him with Nabuwat and he made effort on the people, they also, all this type of accusations they made to of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasalam, that you broke us up. We were living happily. Things were going smoothly since you came. Just like that, till today, all along the corridor of the history of Islam, whichever alim or group of ulama stood up for the truth, or people, they stood up for the truth, they had lot of opposition. And what things were said about them. And till today also, if we just think now also, that whoever speaks the truth, he will have opposition. So we shouldn't worry about that on the one side, that we should believe firmly and solely on Allah Ta'ala, and Allah's command we must execute. And the reward is by Allah. And those people who hameha milana, you just go with the crowd, with the public, as they want you to do things, you also do things like that. You please the people. You make them happy, whatever wrong things they are doing. You also join and you condone it. You just pass a blind eye, sweep it under the carpet. No, everything is okay. This also is all right. Doesn't matter. We are living difficult, hard times. Today you can't practice Islam as we have to. So it's difficult. So this is also permissible. That is also permissible. Everything becomes permissible. Then there is no picture of the original left also. So we have to be careful of that also, that Allah, that what is the truth, that we must stand for the truth. And this is not only for the ulama, it is not only for the tabligh jamaat, it is for the head of the family, it is for the father also, it is for the mother also, that what is right, we have to tell our children. But today we also, we are subjugated to our children. They command, they pull the strings, they what they want, they make us do those things. No, a person should take control and in his house what is the right things. When it comes to the education, my daughter, I allowed it, she came to matric now. Now, what's the next step after matric? It's a natural thing. Now she's going varsity. Now I can't tell her no. She is now dictating to me and she will rule me, my son, my daughter, everyone else, and the environment which exists in these places, and that our iman is at stake in those places. That we don't worry about. Where they are going today, young, my 2-3 young daughters want to go on a world tour. They get together and they are gone. They're gone on a world tour. People are going today left, right and center. Woman without maharim to India, to this place, to that place. No care of any law of Sharia. Come to some Maulvi, he also says, nah, it's difficult. Who is going to go with you? You have to go and just be careful and just take your precautions. And you go. It doesn't work like that. So this is all those things which are brought out for us to learn lessons during this month of Safar. And when there is a thing like Jadu, for example, there is no doubt about it, there is. There are all types of illnesses which we are facing. Challenges are there, and don't think it's only in this time that we are terrible. This has been from day one. Wow, what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam went through in Makkatul Mukarramah. It wasn't a rose or a bed of roses when he went to Madinatul Munawwara. Now the people of Makkah Sharif and all the alliance, all the kuffar, all together wanted to pounce on Medina Sharif. In Medina Sharif, the Jews were the chief enemies also. Then the hypocrites were also there. They say that we had to sleep with our arms all the time. They asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will a day come that we can sleep without our arms and ammunition? That how we are living, how they had to live. And when Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu became the Amir, on the one side, the mani'in zakat, those who didn't want to give their zakat. And when at that time, everyone, a person as great as a person as Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, لو كان نبيا من بعدي لكان عمر. That if there was a Nabi after me, it would be Umar. He also advised Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu that we must look after Medina Sharif at this time. We can't send our forces and our armies to those people who are not giving their zakat. Nabi Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, we cannot imagine that iman. Where? He said that, he told Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, a brave man in the days of ignorance, a coward in the days of Islam, now you don't want to go. He says, nobody going, I will go. Ayan Qusuddin wa Abu Bakr hai. Can there come any, can deen be, any deficiency come in deen? While I am alive, deen was the preference. Be it today my, I have to see my house, I have to see my respect, I have to see my comfort, I have to see my children, I have to see, we have to think of so many things. Deen, we don't think about deen also. Whereas deen was the first priority. Today we have to make deen our priority in all things. To talk for me now here in the minbar masjid environment is easy. But when we are in business, when the business people are in their businesses tomorrow, and things are going haywire there, then to talk and think like this, this is what is required at that time. When we are in our, tomorrow people will be on the sports ground, and there what things are happening there, people will go to some other show and some other fair, and at those places what is happening. So yeah, this is a training ground which is a protected area. Yeah, we have to build ourselves so that we can look after ourselves wherever we are when we are gone outside. And then when Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when Musaylamatul Kazzab, he claimed that he is the Nabi of Allah ta'ala, na'uz billah, Hazrat Abu Bakr. So all along, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu's time also, so much so that Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala is assassinated by Firoz Lu'lu'i. That he is assassinated. And when the time of Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu came, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu came, what was the picture at that time? So these things are carrying on. In that, we have to now turn to Allah. And we have to fulfill the commandments of Allah ta'ala. So to protect us, Allah has been most kind. And this is also a very, very important thing. And that is that we bring salat into our lives. Hazrat Maulana, Hazraji Maulana Inamul Hassan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, on many occasions would say, come, let us all get together and we make one effort to bring one command of Allah fully alive in the whole Ummah. Those people who showed statistics of Namaz in the Ummah, they say over 90-95% are not making any Namaz whatsoever. Then a certain percent are making 5%, certain percent are making 3 times namaz, 5 times namaz, 2 times, some only Jummah, some only Eid. That is all. so weak we are. And if namaz is so weak, we can imagine what is the rest of our deen. Namaz is that ibadat. Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said, if you make effort on namaz, somebody's namaz, your own namaz, you are actually making effort on the whole of deen. If namaz comes alive, the whole of deen will come alive. If deen comes alive, our whole the dunya will be made. Our akhirat will be made. On one occasion, they were having meals in the Markaz Nizamuddin, and the person was giving water to those who wanted to drink water. It wasn't a system where they put a water jug on the dastarkhan and whoever wants takes. But the person walked around and anyone wants water, he gives the water. So in the process, the glass fell from his hand. So Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Rahmatullah Alayhi looked up at him and told him, looks like your namaz is still not correct. That if your namaz was correct, this glass should not, your dunya should have been in order. If our namaz comes in order, our dunya will come in order. Namaz comes in order, our deen will come in order. Our akhirat will be in order. So namaz is the first thing that we are going to be reckoned for on the day of Qiyamah. Whose namaz comes out right, everything else will come out right. And whose namaz is deficient and a problem, every other stage is going to be more and more difficult. Allah protect us all. We think for ourselves, in my home, what's the condition of, in my life first of all, what is the condition of my namaz? Do I just make it for the jamaat? Or am I there from takbir-e-ula? Whereas namaz, there are two aspects. One is the quantity aspect of namaz. That namaz, the five times namaz must be there. Then the quality aspect. What is the quality of our namaz? And who is worried about namaz? Who has made namaz the objective of their life? Our Buzurg say, make namaz your main priority of life. There may be other priorities, but one main priority is namaz must come in my life. That is, by five times, namaz is a proper namaz. The virtues of a namaz is that namaz with takbir-e-ula. If there were sunnahs before that namaz, with the sunnahs before that namaz. It comes in the hadith, a person who goes to the masjid to make namaz, and his niyat is only to make namaz. When he enters the masjid, as long as he's in the masjid to make namaz, he's not in namaz. He's in the masjid. He's counted amongst those who are in namaz. From that time, till the time he leaves the masjid, and all that time, the malaika are making dua for him. Allahumma, Allahumma arhamhu, Allahumma ghfir lahu, Allahumma tub alayhi. The malaika's dua. And dua of the malaika, 100% successful. It comes in the hadith, when we are in the masjid performing our namaz here, Allah is looking after our affairs outside the masjid. When we are looking after our namaz here, Allah looks after our affairs outside the masjid. So namaz also we have to make a great priority. If we can work something that in every area, every group, every family, we have somebody, we coordinate it, that we try and bring namaz alive. And we ask one another, or we have some proper coordination, that what effort did you make for namaz today? At least the minimum which we all can do is dua. Are we making dua that, oh Allah, make me a proper namazi? That what is called a namazi, a musalli, in the true sense of the word, make me like that. Make my whole family like that. Make the whole ummah, my town, and the whole ummah like that. Dua, there is absolutely nothing stopping us from that. Free of charge. And dua while we are walking, while it make it a special thing. Those of us whom Allah gives tawfiq for tahajjud time, make dua to Allah Ta'ala. After farz namazes, other times, make dua to Allah before maghrib, that Ya Allah, make us all that we become namazis, that we become musallis. And in the true sense, if this will come alive in the ummah, our problems will really be solved. We have got various groups working on various social welfare work, people working on other fronts, and very many fronts. But if we have a group that works only, which Hazratji used to say so much, with a deep pain in his heart, let us at least make one command of Allah alive. And in ourselves, to bring 100% the qualities of namaz. We know what is, we just read Isha now. What was the, how much concentration, devotion we had in our namaz. And also, we find that whenever we have a certain like today we had this program here. Anywhere there is a program, unfortunately it appears in all these programs, namaz is compromised. Finish namaz quickly, we have to have a program. And all this is effort is to make a namaz alive. Now when we are gathered for namaz, we no nafils now. And mashallah, all must be going home and making their nafils, or they making it here, that normally which we do. But when there's a program, that is also out. Whereas we should have that at that time. What's the difference if we wait a little bit more? And all that, we have a Khanqah program, we have a Tabligh program, we have a program in Darul Uloom. Everywhere, that soon, and some places such, immediately after Faraz, the program starts already. Then the Sunnat-e Muakkada, Witr Namazes, we see it is all in jeopardy. It is not taking place. And what's the excuse? If we don't start soon, the people will go away. But we are calling all to make deen alive, and the greatest thing in deen is namaz. For what they are normally making when we gather them for that, then we don't give the opportunity for that. So it is very important that we make effort that namaz comes alive. And properly it comes alive, and we first start with dua, and then make a target that at least once a week we go and visit somebody, a friend who will hopefully will listen, and we go and visit him for 15 minutes before Isha. When we hear Isha, Azan or so, or namaz is closed, we tell him, come, let's go for namaz now. Slowly, slowly, that's some effort we make. But the least we can do is dua, that we make that dua, that namaz must come alive. Then make effort. If my wife or if the husband is not making namaz, the wife should encourage him. Wife is not making, the husband should encourage her. And then our children also, all of them, we should try and encourage them in whichever way we can. We understand today people take offense and are very sensitive. You just talk about namaz, you mean I don't make namaz. People are very sensitive on these things. But namaz has to come alive. It is the first thing that Allah has ordained, the most important, the first thing Allah is going to take us to question on the day of Qiyamah. So namaz is a great ibadah, and we all try and work. And if we do that, all these other problems of jahd, if a person makes his 5 times namaz, he will, inshallah, for the most part of the day, he'll be in wudu. And wudu is a great weapon Allah has given us. When a person is in a state of wudu, he's got great protection from shaitan and jadu and all these things. And a person who stays in janabat, that he needs a farz ghusl, and he's not taking the ghusl, that person is very vulnerable. A person who doesn't look after the nails after cutting them and dispose of them suitably. Hair, especially women, lot of hair come out when they comb their hair. Or for us also, our beard, or those who have got iman is a power. And if we are strong with our connection with Allah, what was the reason that the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, small in number, and they openly fought numbers which we cannot imagine. Well, they had that trust in Allah, that iman was so strong. They had no fear whatsoever. And the superstition makes a person very weak. And every small thing, a little sound. Hey, how many people have left their homes, have sold their houses for just very cheap because they believe there is jinnat. And in the roof, in the ceiling, cats are running, rats are running. And just that little fear, and now finish, there is jinnat in this house. I can't stay in this house. And other people take advantage of it. Those who have got iman, Allah gives it to them at a song. The whole house, they sell it just at a cheap price. They just want to get out. People, this happens from time to time, that South Africa, very dangerous, we must immigrate, go away to Australia, go away to New Zealand. People sold their houses for a song at such a time. And the other people benefited, they got good deals. And just because of this fear, a Muslim is not supposed to live like that. May Allah make us strong. And for that also, when a person inclines towards deen, like he goes in Jamaat for example, he goes in the Khanqah, or any other aspect, you make more ibadat, which is very good. But when you go so much in your ibadat, now you are not eating properly. Now you are not sleeping properly. So then also you become mentally weak. And but in your heart also become weak. Now every small thing is troubling you. Just somebody snoring now is too much. You are in Jamaat and somebody snoring, that's a very big problem for you. And when you are strong, these things mean nothing to you. You pass them and you spend your 40 days and your 4 months and everything, and it doesn't, you won't even think about it. But for another person, just that snoring of somebody, it's enough for him that I want to go home. I can't take it now. So this weakness also, we have to be careful. Physical, mental weakness, weakness of the heart, we should take care of that also. And the main thing is to build our iman. And for that, namaz is a great, great thing. Ayatul Kursi, the three quls. Read Surah Al-Kafirun also with the three quls. All these things, the tilawat of Quran Sharif, our tasbihat, and very important to stay parked. And if we stay with wuzu also, even much more better. Try and stay as much as possible with wuzu. And that is a great ibadat on its own to stay with wuzu. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. And that we take this great lessons of this month of Safar. And we save ourselves from all these harms. And we go towards Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. For that, we should spend in a deeny environment our time. Whether it's Tabligh Jamaat, whether it is with ulama, righteous ulama who will teach us the matters of deen, whether it is coming to a khanqa, any such good environment, we must make a point that on a weekly basis, if we can daily, even better. In our masjids, we have a zikr majlis. In our masjid, we sit for the ta'aleem there, whatever. But make this consciousness has to come into us. And in that, we will be introduced to deen, and we won't understand, like we don't see our children growing up. But somebody else come, they say, that, oh, gone so big already. Just like that, our deeni condition also. We won't realize it ourselves. We will still feel, I'm still nothing, I'm nowhere. But somebody else, oh, see how he has changed. Before, he should never go to the masjid. He's going masjid always now. Before, no beard. Now he's got a, you won't realize it. But now, all those changes come into a person. So also acknowledge that. Hazrat Shaykhul Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, was very particular about this, that make shukr to Allah for the changes that have come in you. And that is very important. We are still miles and miles away. And also our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali's du'as. When these conditions come on a person, and you ask Allah that make me pious, righteous, Allah has made you now. But now you must have the capacity to handle it. To make tahammul. Don't let pride come in you. Don't think now, I'm very pious now. I'm doing this. I go regularly 3 months. 3 days in Jamaat. I go 40 days regularly. I do this. I go always Khanka. Let not pride come. But make shukr on the other side. There is a great difference between pride and shukr. Shukr is faraz upon us. Pride is totally haram. So we have to acknowledge the favors of Allah Ta'ala. That will encourage us to go further. But don't at the same time let pride come that now I'm very pious. Nobody pious like me. I've become so pious. That also must not come. May Allah grant us all the righteousness, and this worldly life is to prepare for this. It is not to build a huge business and leave it behind. It is not to build a big mansion and leave it behind. It is to prepare our eternal life of the Akhirat. May Allah let us realize this, and we make the Akhirat. And those who did it, they have become greatly successful. Just one point. Our Shaykh explained a very important point. He says that many people think that the awliya, the pious people, that they don't have desire of guna in their heart. They are also human beings. They also have got desires, and they got great desires. And Hazrat quotes Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, that often Hazrat should quote this in his poem, that when you, what you have to suppress yourself, and so much, the more desire you have got, the more you have to suppress yourself. By that, more you become more closer to Allah Ta'ala. It isn't that you like a stone. When you have become a buzurg, like what we call a wali of Allah, now you like a stone, no desire. No, they come more. The desire for name and fame come more. Every other desire also comes in that person. And to stop it, you have to put rocks on your heart. simple we can understand in namaz, or just ordinarily, where and where our thought to control, to make a namaz without thinking of Allah is very easy. You don't feel anything. You made your namaz, you can make nafils the whole night. But try and make two rakats where your concentration, and then see how you have to control yourself. Normally it happens when a person is now going to sleep at night, evil thoughts come to him. Now you want to expel, take out those evil thoughts. They're coming more with power in you. Now you have to control yourself that you don't think of any evil. At any time, you see a beautiful lady, you want to look. With any excuse, you want to look. But now to control that you don't. Now that is a heavy mujahada on a person. And on that mujahada, Allah Ta'ala gives that person then so great, great things which he cannot dream of. And when it reaches, Allah's system also is such that when you keep on doing this, then Allah opens his door. And Allah, when he opens his door, not just a little bit, Allah opens it. Allah opens it wide. And you'll see now you get that closeness of Allah. And when you have got that, then you know what treasure you have achieved. May Allah bless us all with it. We have to make this effort till more continuously.